June 20, 1918, doing the office of priest, Jesus consecrates the souls who live in his will. Continuing in my usual state, my sweet Jesus made himself seen around me, all full of attentions. He seemed to be watching me in everything. As he was doing this, a rope came out from his heart, coming toward my heart. And if I was attentive, the rope remained fixed in my heart, and Jesus moved this rope and amused himself. Then, my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, I am all attention for souls. If they reciprocate me, paying as much attention to me, the ropes of my love remain fixed in their heart, and I multiply my attentions and amuse myself. Otherwise, the ropes remain loose, and my love rejected and saddened." Then he added, "In the one who does my will and lives in it, my love does not find obstruction. I love her and have so much predilection for her that I myself take care of all that is needed for her, both help and direction, both unforeseen aids and unexpected graces. Even more, I am jealous that others may do something, I myself want to do everything for her. I reach so much jealousy of love that, if I give to priests the authority to consecrate me in the sacramental host so that I may be given to souls, I reserve to myself the privilege to consecrate these souls, as they keep repeating their acts in my will, as they resign themselves, and as they make the human will go out, in order to let the divine will enter. What the priest does over the host, I do with them, and not only once, every time she repeats her acts in my will, she calls me as a powerful magnet, and I consecrate her like a privileged host, repeating over her the words of the consecration. I do this with justice, because the soul who does my will sacrifices herself more than those souls who receive communion, but do not do my will. They empty themselves to take on me. They give me full dominion and, if needed, they are ready to suffer any pain in order to do my will. So, I cannot wait. My love cannot contain itself from communicating me to them until when it is convenient to the priest to give them the sacramental host. Therefore, I do everything by myself. Oh, how many times I communicate myself before the priest feels comfortable to communicate her himself. If this were not the case, my love would remain as though hampered and bound in the sacraments. No, no, I am free. I have the sacraments inside my heart, I am the owner, and I can exercise them whenever I want." And while he was saying this, he seemed to be wandering everywhere, to see if there were souls who did his will, in order to consecrate them. How beautiful it was to see lovable Jesus going round as though in a hurry, doing the office of priest, and to hear him repeat the words of the consecration over those souls who do his will and live in it. Oh, blessed are those souls who, by doing his most holy will, receive the consecration of Jesus.